VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for Tuesday's terrorist attack on a hotel and office complex in Nairobi, Kenya. Police say at least 15 people were killed and a still undetermined number wounded. One report says an American and a British citizen are among the dead. Kenya's interior minister says the country is safe and the situation is under control, but gunshots could still be heard several hours after he said that. The attack on the complex began in mid-afternoon with an explosion outside a bank and a suicide bombing in the hotel lobby. Correspondent Mohammed Youssef reports.
Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed the responsibility of the attack. George Musumali is director of the Center for Risk Management in Africa.
If you look at the way this attack has been carried out, it has the hallmarks of a terror attack. And remember, this is not the first time we've witnessed this kind of method being used. And we are aware that several attacks of a similar nature have been thwarted by the security agencies based on intelligence that had been received.
The attack came a day after Kenyan court charged three men for alleged aiding the Westgate Mall attack in 2013 that claimed the lives of 67 people and injured 150. Al-Shabaab has been involved in numerous terrorist attacks in Kenya this decade, including the Westgate Mall assault.
The House of Commons in Great Britain on Tuesday overwhelmingly defeated Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit plan for Britain's departure from the European Union. The vote was 432 to 202. The Parliament rejected May's call to approve what she said was the democratic decision of voters in a referendum 2.5 years ago to leave the EU. This is VOA News. In a stunning decision Tuesday, the International Criminal Court acquitted former Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo of war crimes charges. The ruling is another major setback for ICC prosecutors who were handling the first case against a former head of state at the Hague-based tribunal. Correspondent Lisa Bryant reports for VOA that the ruling comes amid growing doubts about the effectiveness of the ICC as a court of last resort against the world's most heinous offenses.
The former president was charged with crimes against humanity in connection with violence that erupted after Ivory Coast disputed 2010 election. The country's current president, Alassane Ouattara, was ultimately declared the winner. But months of unrest left a bloody footprint in a country that had already weathered a civil war. Critics fault the prosecution for a number of errors, including creating the perception of a one-sided justice by failing to simultaneously treat alleged war crimes carried out by Ouattara supporters.
The lawyers for the runner-up in the Democratic Republic of Congo's disputed election urged the Constitutional Court on Tuesday to order a recount of ballots. They say the election was rigged against their candidate. President Trump said on Tuesday that a new migrant caravan leaving Honduras justifies his demand for a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border to keep them from surging into the United States. The Honduran caravan left the crime-ridden city of San Pedro Sula in the early hours Tuesday, with more migrants expected to join it later in the day. President Trump's pick for Attorney General William Barr on Tuesday promised a Senate committee to shield the special counsel's Russia investigation from political pressures, and he took issue with Trump's labeling the investigation of his inner circle's contacts with Moscow as a witch hunt. President Trump is said to be thinking about recognizing Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's legitimate president. CNN cited three unidentified sources. Guaido is the leader of Venezuela's opposition-led Congress. Last week, he said he was willing to replace socialist President Nicolas Maduro. A court in Moscow extended the detention of 8 Ukrainian seamen who were among 24 captured by Russian coast guards in the Black Sea. 3 Ukrainian vessels and their crews were fired at and seized by the Russians in November. Russia insists the men should be put on trial for violating its border. Ukraine calls them prisoners of war who were illegally captured. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.